Chapter 23, The Wedding Garment. In the 22nd chapter of Matthew, we find the stirring parable of the marriage of the king's son. Here, in inimitable metaphor, Jesus presents the following points of consideration: the gracious invitation to the marriage, the requisite of the wedding garment, the exactitude of life's demands. Come into the acceptance of the great whole imperatively calls the Spirit to us all. Marriage, therefore, is our full response to this call. The wedding garment is the love and purity we possess as the one. The same perversity which Jesus so stirringly and startlingly depicted in his parable prevails to this day. That is, many are unwilling to denounce individualism and wish to continue with their merchandise, the personal ideas and theories pertaining to their separate interpretations of being, thus reject life's progressive demands. The wedding is ready. The great answer is already at hand. But they which were bidden were not worthy. Many prefer to remain with their own personalities, ritualism, and attachments. Not only are they unworthy to receive the reward of progress, but often they look with disapproval upon those who leave the beaten path of the multitude to follow the emancipating light of the Christ. The more willing one is to surrender the notion of a becoming and accept the vision, I am, the sooner shall he participate in the marriage with his Lord self and put on the wedding garment. The common belief that we are to unfold into our heavenly state as a bud unfolds into a full bloom is absolutely at variance with Christ's teaching. Said he, "You are the light of the world. In you is the kingdom of heaven. Look and behold." Consider yourself man no longer, nor continue your search for the truth. You are the truth now, and never have been otherwise. An illuminative and helpful story is told about an animal which was educated as a sheep, though born a lion. Living with his foster mother, a sheep, he took upon himself her characteristics of timidity and gentleness, even bleating. One day, this cub lamb wandered off near a deep forest. There before him stood the majestic form of a huge beast, which let forth a terrific roar. Instead of being frightened, something within the cub lamb stirred and wakened. Breathlessly, he listened. Then spontaneously he answered back with the roar of a lion. Did this animal need to acquire the lion nature or to unfold into it, or put off the qualities of a sheep? No. He needed to be wedded to his true self and nature. Born a lion, nothing could make him a sheep. This story may well apply to us all. Though educated as man, the individual, subjected to sickness, sin, and all sorts of limitations, all the while we have been life eternal, truth triumphant, and the forever I am. Practically all Jesus' parables contain the same significant lessons, mainly, we are the one and not the many. We must give up separateness and individualism. We must accept wholeness and oneness. Those who will not yield to these requirements shall necessarily continue in limitation. Through the light of ontology, we can now grasp the great teaching of Jesus clearly, and can see and understand that nothing but the mistaken acceptance of individualized consciousness has brought about a reverse situation, where dishonesty, impurity, and unworthiness appear, and where limitation seems everywhere. To eliminate the mistaken belief in personality would simultaneously do away with discords of every name and nature. For no lack or inharmony exists in God, the All. As nothing could change the nature of the lion, nor cause him to be other than he really was, so nothing has actually changed us, nor caused us to be other than that which truly we are, but have not known. Listen earnestly and eagerly to hear the still echoing call of the way-shower. I am the truth. Spontaneously, rapturously, may there burst from your heart the great answer. I am the truth. Then shall you be wedded to the whole and wear the wedding garment.